Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. St. Joseph's Hospital has confirmed that CEO Joe Mark will step down from his position effective June 30th. Mark has been with St. Joe's since 2006 and oversaw the financing and building of the new tower facility at the Eureka campus. Mark also said in a letter to staff that he and his wife are moving back to Ohio to be closer to family and that he will return to his consulting practice while his wife pursues a PhD. Mark highlighted the increase in the Humboldt Medical Specialist practice that has grown from 3 doctors to 28, as well as the financing and construction of the tower. Mark hosted a press conference last week in which he announced that the St. Joseph's was laying off 68 employees, including support personnel, nurses, and clinicians. Mark will serve as CEO through the end of June and assist the hospital in the transition to the hiring of a new CEO. The Headwaters Fund Board met this afternoon to continue its discussions over a proposal to provide a loan to serve as a revenue guarantee for American Eagle Airlines. The airline is looking to open 2 daily nonstop flights from Arcata to Los Angeles, and the details of any contract are still unknown. Don Anabuski, the new chief of REDECT, is in negotiations with American Eagle in an attempt to cut a deal. REDECT is the lead negotiator for the county, after it was determined that the Headwaters Fund Board could not make a direct loan to the County Aviation Division, but could make one to REDECT. Anabuski commented on those negotiations.
REDECT is actively negotiating with the airline to determine what the final terms of the agreement would be, and we're obviously trying to get the best agreement we can get from them.
Anabuski also commented on what protections the county can expect with a new airline deal.
Making sure that the airline is establishing a credible route that we can look at the numbers and say that this is something that would exist beyond any sort of revenue guarantee. We're also looking to make sure that if it is profitable, the county's not on the hook for any money whatsoever.
If the Headwaters Board can come up with a contract, it will then be forwarded to the Board of Supervisors for their consideration and approval. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic collision that took place just before noon on Highway 101 near the 12th Street exit near Fortuna. At least 6 vehicles were involved in the collision that shut down both the north and southbound lanes of the highway. One vehicle flipped and was found lying on the roadway, and you can expect one-way controlled traffic when traveling through the area. Heavy rain and hail may have played a role in that collision. And Congressman Mike Thompson announced today that the plans to remove 4 dams from the Klamath River have received the backing of the American Fisheries Society. Thompson pointed out that the AFS was the latest fisheries expert to add its voice to the dam removal plan. Thompson went on to say that dam removal will help revitalize salmon stock and revive the river. Thompson co-authored the federal dam removal project with Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, and the next step will be congressional approval so that the Interior Department can start finalizing the removal process. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies are investigating a stabbing that took place in Garberville last night and sent one man to the hospital with several wounds. Witnesses reported that 2 men had engaged in a fight and that a 50-year-old man suffered stab wounds to his neck, face, and hands. Deputies are currently searching for a transient 42-year-old James Rowe, who was also on active state parole. Rowe is described as an adult white male, 5 feet 11, 165 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Rowe is wanted for attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon, and the sheriff's office asks anyone with information about his whereabouts to call 911 and to not attempt to contact Rowe personally. And a reminder that sheriff's deputies are investigating a stabbing that happened at a party in Carlotta last Saturday. A 17-year-old victim was contacted by deputies while getting treatment at the hospital, and the teen said that between 50 and 65 people had attended the party, and when a fight broke out, he and a 21-year-old CR student reported they had been stabbed. deputies would like to contact anyone who was at the party, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's your North Coast News on this rainy Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.